Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Senator of the Sheriff Bob Johnson always joins us on a Monday at this time. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So there's been a case out of Gulf Breeze that I know your agency was involved in that has been in our news quite a bit, and I know it's been on your mind a lot of bit. You know, Chief Deputy Tiff was interviewed about this for Channel 3. Dealing with an older wife who has got dementia and multiple times has you had calls for service to the home, and finally he wanted to press charges for aggravated battery, attempted murder charge. Is that right?
Yeah, it was a domestic violence or related event, and unfortunately it's bad because if you have dementia or Alzheimer's, it comes and it goes. It's not you're totally out of it 100% of the time. And when the officers got there, of course, they interviewed everybody. And at the time that they made the arrest, it was to them, she had her, the mental ability to understand that she should not have hit her husband. And she still did it. So and the Baker Act doesn't quite apply unless she's having an episode to where it's obvious she can't take care of herself. And then we can jump in and say, hey, this is, we can take care of it. So it's the deputies, they're put in a bad predicament. I mean, they don't want to arrest her. But when you have a husband going, I want her in jail. And if we don't and we leave and she kills him, it's like, OK, well, we didn't prevent it.
Yeah, it seems like a very frustrating circumstance for your deputies because for him, obviously, for everybody involved,
yeah.
Because. Dementia can be such a variable disease that when, at one time you can be so out of your mind that you would do something like this because you think he's an intruder or whatever. And, an hour later you could be, sipping tea and talking politics. And if the deputies show up then they can't Baker Act you, right?
Right. Exactly. Mm. Exactly. So, and we can't base a Baker Act solely on a non-medical person's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if my wife calls the cops and she says, he's insane. And they talk to me and I'm talking normal. They can't just say, well, we're going to go on her side and Baker Act him. I mean, it doesn't work that way. It puts us in a predicament. And like I said, they didn't want to arrest her. I mean, but when he's adamant about pressing charges, I mean, there's not much you can do about it.
If he had had, like a cell phone video, would that have been, because I know a lot of times you guys have to actually see it happening, a DUI, a trespassing, these things require your deputies to observe the thing. But would a video of her being out of her mind have been enough to be able to Baker Act her?
It depends on, when they're there. And see, This is where medication comes in too. So we don't have to be present to make a domestic violence arrest. So, but if we get there, and he has a video and it's her totally going off the wall and hitting him. And then when we talk to her, she's totally coherent and understands the difference between right and wrong. Even though we have that video, how do we know she just didn't go into a rage and start beating him?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way to look at it and go, oh no, yeah, she's definitely insane. We got to fix this kind of thing. So,
all right. Well, it's frustrating, but that helps clarify, why you have to deal with it the way you do. A couple of incidents that are not sort of Santa Rosa County incidents, but I wanted to ask you about them. One was Sheriff Marco Lopez from Osceola County was suspended by Governor DeSantis for racketeering and operating a gambling ring. And all you sheriffs, I assume, know each other, so I assume you know him.
Yeah, I know him very well. And to say it's a total surprise is an understatement, but for FDLE and Homeland Security to be able to come up with a warrant and obviously enough probable cause to arrest the sheriff, it's obviously a good charge, and he obviously did what they're saying he did. And what an idiot. I mean, here you are, the leader of the county law enforcement, and this is what you do to get extra money. And he's paid well. They paid the sheriffs very well in Florida, and here you are. You swear to uphold the law, and you're the one at the very top of the organization, and you're breaking it. What an idiot. I mean, I got nothing. And that makes everybody look bad.
Right.
That you have somebody in office doing this kind of crap. It's just, it's frustrating, to say the least.
And I have to imagine that whatever, sheriff's communication has happened since this case broke, that it's been a lot of question marks and what the.
Yeah. It's incredible. You know, and so we've had sheriffs in Santa Rosa County get arrested. And it's bad for the public, obviously, but it kills the morale of the agency.
Yeah.
It really does. And the Osceola County Sheriff's Office, you know, you can't judge all of them by this guy.
Right.
I mean, you know, they're good, hardworking deputies out there. And now everybody's going to look at them like, hey, you're a crook because of this idiot. And, yeah, it's just, it's terrible for the whole county. And that's, you know, Osceola County, that's where my kids live. So so it's really frustrating to know that that idiot was in charge of protecting my kids.
Right.
So,
Well, we have more with Sheriff Bob Johnson in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. I did want to ask you, there was a story out of Holt where you had some kids throwing concrete off of the overpass on I-10, and you know, thank God nobody was killed, but this could very easily have become a death. You know, somebody swerves, somebody gets hit while they're driving. I mean, anything, right? This is horrible.
Yeah, and I just saw a program on TV last week, I think it was, where there were kids throwing chunks of concrete off an overpass, and I want to say it was on I-75 in South Florida. And they killed a guy, a passenger in a vehicle. It went through the windshield and killed him pretty much instantly. And, you know, what's the purpose? I mean, usually you have to have a motive for a crime, but this is just sheer lunacy. I mean, why? You're trying to kill people you don't even know. I mean, if you hate somebody and it's a crime of passion, at least you can say, hey, it's a crime of passion. He knew him. This is just crazy stuff right here.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And then the last thing I wanted to ask you about is Michelle Salzman had run the bill on the House side that got passed and signed by the governor to mandate driver's ed training, at least the classroom portion for now. Eventually, let's get actual driving course experience, which is really, I still cannot believe that there's anybody that goes through driver's ed and they don't get real on-the-street experience, let alone in a parking lot somewhere experience. But I assume you guys are, because you guys do this yourself through the agency, but I assume you guys are in favor of this.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, and, you know, when we were growing up, you're a senior in high school, you took driver's ed. I mean, it was pretty much required back then, and at least it was by my parents because it makes your insurance go down. So I think it's a wonderful thing, and any kind of driver's education for kids just starting out is a good thing.
Yeah, and, I mean, you know, I just – it was funny because when we discovered kind of like to our own embarrassment that we didn't know – kids weren't getting the instruction that we had gotten, and especially, you know, there's no substitute for going out on the road. You're on the left side, and the, you know, the driver's ed teacher's on the right side with his panic button brake, and you know, that's how you learn. You learn by driving. There's no other way to do it. So I, you know, the closer we get to that, the better off we'll be.
I agree.
Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Take care, Andrew.
You bet. 818 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you are considering a real estate transaction, buying a house, selling a house, both, buying a rental maybe, moving to the beach, moving to the city, you know, moving from Gulf Breeze to Cantonment or vice versa, I don't know, call Christine Leavenworth and ask her. You know, what's going on? What's the market looking like? How are houses at the 400,000 amount, you know, moving right now in, you know, Molino? What about houses at the $800,000? I mean, I don't know what your market is, but, you know, everything's different. There's this notion like the market is one thing. No, the market is, you know, 100 different things. Different price points, different locations, different kinds of homes. You know, all of that stuff makes a difference. And it's not fair to say like the market is hot right now or the market is slow right now. It really depends on which particulars. And they know. They know very, very well what's going on all over this region. Selling 165 homes last year, that means three and a half, four every single week. Week after week after week, they really know how to do it. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 786-3996.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets impacts in our communities, too. By supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Spring cleaning and remodeling is in the air. And at Jonathan's Flooring, you can get your beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation with a large selection of tile, carpet, and the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors this spring. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring, North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, we started up on his six when he pulled through the clouds, and then I moved in above him.
Well, if you were directly above him, how could you see him?
Because I was inverted.
It really is a great shot. 8:22 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass blaming President Trump for the violence in L.A. over the weekend. She says it started with the workplace ICE raids Friday, and she says that armored caravans and federalized troops sent in by President Trump escalated those tensions. President Trump's proclamation banning travel from 12 countries citing security risks is now in effect. The move fully restricts entry of nationals from 12 countries. The list includes Afghanistan, Iran, Haiti, Somalia, and Sudan. And despite another requested mistrial by lawyers from Sean Combs, his trial is scheduled to pick back up today in New York.
Man, I can't wait to watch.
I bet.
David, thanks so much.
Get
for
your
the
popcorn
update.
Ready.
Oh, ew, no. I just think of like snack food and watching that lurid
extra
nonsense.
Oil.
Anyway, stop it. 8:23. Well, you got to pop the popcorn somehow. 8:23 on News Radio 92.3. I'm so sorry I gave you that image. Anyway, this is just one of those makes sense but kind of caught me by surprise stories that there's a new kind of scam based on texting you, hey, we think you're a really good employee and we'd like to hire you for our company. And then you respond like, oh, I didn't even know you were thinking about me, but okay, cool. How much? So much. Where? Cool. When? Cool. Okay. What do I need to do? Well, just text us your social security number like any normal person does when they're applying for a job and your phone number and we'll get everything set up. And no, it's an identity theft. Oh, but it's worse than that because it's not just identity theft stuff. Sometimes it's apparently that they will set you up on like an app that you're supposed to use maybe to evaluate products, or there's all kinds of dimensions to this. and then inadvertently in the process of agreeing to install the app or using it a certain way or doing whatever it is they have you do, you disclose things that allow them to steal your identity. Or they'll say, well, we just need to get you set up in your house with a computer and printer and all that. So we want you to go buy one, and here's the check to go buy it. That's $3,000. And, you go and buy the stuff, and it turns out to be, $2,000. And they say, well, just, send us back the $1,000. And you sent them $1,000, and then the check bounced, and so you're out the whole money. All of these things happen. Here's where this, particularly to me, was surprising. Who is the most likely to be vulnerable in general to scams, John?
The elderly?
The elderly. Who's the most likely to become vulnerable to a text-based, click-here type scam like this? Young people. It's Gen Z and Gen Y. It's people who use their phones for everything. Because doing texting on your phone, interacting with people only via text, not even ever talking to a real human being, totally normal. So apparently, this is a common enough problem. It's not for old people. It's for young people who are so accustomed to doing everything this way. And I thought, oh, God. Consumers reported losing $470 million to text message scams in 2024, according to the FTC. 5 times the amount just 4 years prior. Man, and, growth in reported losses, tech scams, job scams is a growing thing. The Katie Daffin, who is an attorney for the FTC and its Bureau of Consumer Protection, reported losses of job scams increased more than 3 times between 2020 and 2023. So be aware. And also, I'll tell you what I did. I talked to my boys and I said, hey, be aware. This happens. And it's getting you kids, not me, because we don't trust anybody. Gen X doesn't trust anybody. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John,
no,
they're never going to scam us when we get old because we don't trust anything.
That's right.
Go on.
And we invented the internet.
Well, we are Al Gore.
Oh, well.
Whatever.
I know. Here or there. All right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good along with 98, 90 and Highway 29 and 9 Mile. All flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Let's hear it for 9 Mile.
Yay.
Okay.
If I heard a lot of people do that in their car.
In their car, they did. That's right. That's a good road. All right. We are getting into pest season. You may have noticed ants, roaches the size of your fist. They're out there, man. Mosquitoes, fleas, rodents, snakes, if they're the bad kind. Insect, they can take care of all that stuff for you. They'll come out, take a look at what's going on, and they can identify, target, and eliminate the most common household pests. Professionally trained technicians safely and effectively eliminate them in and out of the home and take preventative steps. Termites, you may have heard, to prevent other ones from getting in. Courteous, thoroughly trained, show up on time. You get a report with photos of what they found, what they did, how it turned out. A number of different plans depending on what the problem is, right? From inspection to treatment to follow-up, Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. For a limited time, new annual pest control customers get $50 off. Some restrictions apply. See NSEC for details. Estimates are always free. Find out more at NSEC, ENSEC.net. 828 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, man. The comments on the second wave of Pensacola Beach welcome sign proposals is, well, they're not charitable. If you've not seen it, it's up on our Facebook page. You can vote for them. Ashley Hoffberger, who's the District 4 commissioner, wants your input. I think the main thing to keep in mind that it has not been maybe communicated all that well, this is really a toll booth plaza replacement project. They're getting rid of the old toll booth plaza to facilitate traffic flow. And what do the toll collection mechanisms need? Well, they need something to be on. And that superstructure could look like an erector set. You've seen them all over Florida where you drive under a thing and it's just this metal beams and it looks terrible. And what Ashley Hoffberger thought is, well, instead of doing that, maybe we could make it pretty. But people have taken it as imposing a sign on a place that doesn't need a sign. And okay, now I get it. The sign, the proposals all look very similar. I get it. I've recommended many, many times to her that I think we ought to have more submissions, let the local artists provide what they think, let people vote on it, at least more of a process, maybe have a committee select them. I don't know, something where it's more than just three very, very similar of the same thing. without much variety. But like I said, you can vote on that. The website for voting is available at our Facebook page at News Radio 92.3. So check it out. And in the oh my God, why do they keep ruining everything category, AMC Theaters. You ready, John? You go to the movies a lot, right?
Oh, I do.
Okay. AMC Theaters has announced a change to the previews/ads that they run before movies.
Right.
The change is there will be more ads.
No. I sit through those.
They're adding at least one entire new ad to the average. They say, look, other theaters do it, and they haven't lost business, so we can do it too. You know what I would like to see?
Yes.
Okay. Set the start time, and that's when the movie starts. And then if people want to see the ads and the previews, they can come early.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The LAPD steps up with roadblocks around downtown L.A., backing up 300 California National Guard troops under command of President Trump after a weekend of escalating ICE protests.
Sunday is when the protesters came out in their thousands here in downtown L.A., and things really became chaotic and extremely violent. At one point, the protesters took over parts of the 101 freeway, which goes right through the heart of downtown. They were setting on fire some of those Waymo vehicles.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. The White House says Governor Newsom was too weak to protect the city. Newsom is suing President Trump to pull the National Guard, claiming a breach of sovereignty. President Trump has 500 California-based Marines on standby, while his top trade team is in London meeting the Chinese delegation to make a deal on trade and China's tool of cornering the rare earth minerals market. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3 at 78 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies. We'll get more with our forecast and Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. The Escambia Sheriff's Office is investigating a shooting today at a convenience store on Highway 29. It happened about 6 o'clock this morning at the Valero gas station near the Black Diamond Sports Lounge. And that is across from International Paper on 29. The victim was being treated for non-life-threatening injuries, which include a broken femur. He said he didn't hear the gunshot or see anybody, but suddenly felt a pain in his leg. Deputies did not find shell casings at that scene. If you have any information, contact the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Well, we learned about the arrest of an elderly Gulf Breeze woman with dementia following a hammer attack last Friday. Officials in Santa Rosa County say their hands were tied, arresting 79-year-old Elizabeth Collins.
When her husband pressed charges for domestic battery, the statutes and the laws require us to make an arrest, and she went to jail.
Chief Deputy Randy Tift, and he says the woman didn't recognize her husband and thought he was an intruder in the home when she attacked him. The sheriff's office says that Collins is isolated in the jail. They're working to find her help at a proper treatment facility. A former Escambia middle school teacher has been found guilty of sex crimes involving a student, 63-year-old Winston Foster. He was convicted last week on charges of lewd and lascivious battery and unlawful activity with certain minors. He could face up to 60 years in prison. Foster was accused of having a sexual relationship with a student at his home and at the school. The relationship lasted from the time the student was 15 until she turned 17. Foster was arrested in February of 2023. A sentencing has been scheduled for August. The exact date, though, has not been set. Governor Ron DeSantis chiming in on the protests in California. The protests have been ongoing throughout the weekend as protesters clash with law enforcement officers. And the Governor DeSantis says it shows we live in an upside-down world. He said foreigners are illegally entering the U.S., burning the flag of the country they want to stay in, and waving the flag of the country to which they refuse to return. Senator Rick Scott also commenting. He says California is giving illegal aliens free housing and Medicaid while they destroy the country and disrespect law enforcement officers. A Navarre man says his home was broken into recently by a bear and her cubs.
They busted through the door and got it and drug it out and strode it all over the backyard, and they got in the trash can and pried it open and drugged it, and it was a mama and four cubs.
That's homeowner Bruce Morgan, who says it's scary that bears are now breaking into homes. Morgan says bear incidents in his Colonial Pines Estates neighborhood have gotten worse in the decade plus that he's lived there. And he tells Channel 3 he thinks the bears should be relocated to somewhere with more open land. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are even looking good. Not seeing any delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing those heavy showers and thunderstorms slowly come to an end as we head into your afternoon. 50% chance of rain through the rest of the day, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. For Tuesday, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 88. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 75 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, it's 78 degrees in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Our next news. At 9 o'clock, we've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now. This morning, our markets are mixed at the opening bell. The Dow's down 90 points at 42,672. S&P down just over 4 points, 59,9602. NASDAQ is up 11 points, 19,541. Looking at our 10-year bond rate, down not by much, 4.5% this morning. Gold prices are down at $3,333.30. Silver prices are up 34 cents at $36.48. And looking into the crypto market today, it's mixed. Bitcoin's up almost 1,200 at 107,534. Ethereum's down 32 cents at 25.35. Solana's up 34 cents. Dogecoin down a fraction of a cent. XRP is down 3 cents this morning. President Trump is reportedly planning to extend the deadline for a TikTok sale again. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. They're citing people familiar with the latest plan. This would be the third extension granted by Trump since he retook the office in January. Now, people are expected to spend almost $24 billion this year for Father's Day. That'd be a record amount, according to the National Retail Federation, up more than 7% from last year. Three out of every four people surveyed said they plan to celebrate the event in some way this year. On June 15th, average spending is expected to come in at just under $200. And the Trump administration has threatened to cut federal funding to the state of California.
Governor Newsom, in a social media post, is firing back, saying it's Econ 101. California is a donor state.
We provide over $80 billion more in tax revenue to the federal government than the federal government provides to the people of the state of California. We help pay federal bills.
Last month, Trump threatened to withhold federal funding after a transgender high school athlete competed in the CIF track and field championship last weekend. Trump has also been critical on the handling of the wildfires in Los Angeles earlier this year. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
It's 8:38. Our next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. This is Your Money Now.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. Culver's Butterburger begins as fresh, never frozen beef, seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly butter-toasted bun. It's a whole lot more than a burger. It's a taste of home. And now featuring cod sandwiches and dinners. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is available with DoorDash and Uber Eats, and curbside service is now available. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, let's talk about movies. I'm in a movie frame of mind today. So the question of the day is, what is the best twist ending movie? 437-1620, best surprise ending, shock ending, however you want to phrase it. And if you don't like best, maybe you prefer the term my favorite. I don't know, whatever. You contribute one that you may, that makes you think of it. When I think of that category, when you think of that category, what's the movie that you think of? 437-1620, 437-1620. Best surprise ending, shocker endings. Let's say nothing made in the last year. Just that way there's no ruination for people who might not have seen it or whatever. You know, let's give a nice wide berth to people and their spoilers. But anything that's been out for more than a year, you know, it's fair to do. You know, somebody's like, I know the end of Empire Strikes Back. Sir, we all know the end of Empire Strikes Back.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
We know. We know what happened to his father. All right, so John Pickens is going to get us started here. 437-1620. John, what is your favorite twist-ending movie or best twist-ending movie, whatever you want to say?
The only thing that really comes to mind to me is Avengers Endgame.
Okay.
I mean, I hate to say it, but... yeah,
it's a great ending. Outstanding. Both movies really were fantastic, right, of course. But all right, Avengers Endgame is your winner. Meg, what do you have for me?
I think one of the best, I have two, but one of them is, I think it was Unusual Suspects with Kevin Spacey.
Usual Suspects, absolutely.
Well, I believe in God, and the only thing that scares me is Kaiser Soze.
Absolutely.
Kaiser,
yes.
Soze, baby.
Oh, one of the best twist endings ever.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Verbal Klimt was the character that Kevin Spacey plays, and he's, you know, limping anyway. But you said you had a second one. What's your second one?
The one, and I'm trying to think of the title of it, with Bruce Willis, and it's the...
Oh, well, that is the standard.
Yes. What's the title?
What's the line? Do you know how many people are screaming at their radio
now? I'm sorry. I haven't had my second cup of coffee.
Haley Joel Osment, I see dead people. The Sixth Sense.
There you go. The Sixth Sense.
Yeah,
for
no,
sure.
And The Sixth Sense is definitely got to be in your like top five twist endings. Quite. And it's funny because the best twist ending movies are ones where you see it and you're like, oh! And then you go back and watch the movie like,
It's so there.
Yeah, yes. They didn't hide it at all.
I know, but both of those movies completely caught me by
surprise.
Absolutely. Especially Usual Suspects.
And then if you're the audience members, of course, you have to keep the secret.
Right.
That's unless you're a wicked, horrible, terrible
person.
No,
don't do that.
Yeah. 8:43 on News Radio 92.3. Okay, favorite or best twist ending, you know, surprise ending movies. Somebody here says Sixth Sense, right? Of course. Face Off. What was the surprise ending in Face Off? I don't remember the end so well. So I have to apologize. But, I mean, a great movie. Outstanding movie with Nicolas Cage and John Travolta. John Woo directed. Outstanding movie. Kim says, absolutely The Sixth Sense. I forgot about this one. The Book of Eli. The Denzel Washington movie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that
Oh,
one.
Well, I won't ruin it for
okay,
you.
Okay, because,
seen it.
But it's... yeah. That is I'm kind of partial to post-apocalyptic movies. I like sci-fi and all that, and that's a really good movie. That is, Mad Max with thoughtfulness and clever. Anyway, it's a very, very good movie. Anyway.
Oh, I have another one.
Oh, go on.
Okay, this is going to make people laugh.
Well, why don't? Okay, let me get through the text, and then we'll get to your suggestion, and we'll get to John, and we'll get it all in here. Oh, somebody else says Face Off. Okay, so I can't remember the thing in Face Off that was interesting, but my fault. Oh yeah, Fight Club. Of course. I mean, Fight Club is a classic.
First rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club.
Why don't you talk about it, sir? Well, there's a reason. Sixth Sense. I like, oh, I love this. I don't know who this is. I don't have a name for this texter, but somebody says, I love the ending to Maverick. When, of course, Maverick turns out to be the son of James Garner, who played Maverick in the TV series. Yeah, no, you're right. That's a great ending. Oh, I hadn't even been thinking about this. This is such a good, I want to get a clip because this will be better if I play a clip. But this is one that I hadn't even thought of, but is a great twist ending movie.
That was one.
Oh, was that
yes.
Your one?
That was it. When I was a kid.
Who are you?
When I was a kid, I was so shocked.
Oh, and yeah. then every movie that used that same gimmick was always derivative of, oh, sure, it's an imaginary scene, it's a daydream, it's a whatever. Or was it? Did she really go to Oz?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, 8:45 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. One new accident that just popped up at Pine Forest Road and Wild Lake Boulevard. The roadway is blocked on Pine Forest, so just be aware of that. We'll get you more information. Other than that, things are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you've got a repair inside your home or you build things for a living or anywhere in between, Pensacola Hardware is your place, not just for the stuff. I mean, they have the stuff, okay? They have it in stock. They can just walk right back to get it out of the warehouse. They have it in stock. If you need it, they'll have it. If they don't have it, you don't need it. The only exception to that, okay, is that sometimes you have a specified product, a very specialized thing that the engineer or the architect designs that you kind of can't just go buy off the shelf somewhere at all. So they can order those for you to the specifications. No problem. They do that for folks all the time. So if you're in commercial construction, they are your supply business and they have your guidance. Like you go there and you want help, they will have it. And you want to get a translator. They speak your language. Jimmy and Martin and Mansfield, they know what you're doing and they know how to help you with it. And they're really, their emphasis is not just selling things, but making sure you know how to use it because they want you to get the end result that you want. That's the real key. Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida since 1851. They have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. 8:47 on News Radio 92.3. More texts in. The question of the day is, what's your favorite twist ending in a movie? We've had so many good answers so far. Get Out. Get Out is a great movie, a really great movie. Seven. Oh, it's in the box. No, bad things are in the box. Don't open the box. Somebody else texts in Seven, same thing. Oh, I love this. I'm rewatching this movie right now. This is the reason I thought of this one for today. Somebody says the M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Village. Have you seen The Village? You seen The Village?
No.
It is. Okay, so he made Sixth Sense, right? And he made lots of other movies. His movies vary a lot. Some are great. Some are really not great. The Village is fantastic. It's really, really good. I highly recommend it. Other people seem to like Signs a lot. I was never a big fan of Signs, but okay. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
The Planet of the Apes.
Oh, gosh, yes.
One of the best shock endings in all movies. Absolutely. Somebody says, let's see, don't remember the name, but after all the main scary plot was done, the kid was in his bedroom looking in the mirror and the beast came through the mirror and took him. Old scary movie. It's a clown, right? Is that, I'm not sure. The original Planet of the Apes, somebody says, you guys come up with the best movies. Have you guys seen the old Sean Young and Kevin Costner movie, No Way Out,
mm-hmm.
where he plays a naval intelligence officer? Great ending. I don't want to spoil it for you because it's actually so good. It's been around so long that a lot of people maybe have not seen that. But yeah, that's a great one. Where the Crawdads Sing. See, I didn't watch that movie. I was told it was boring and slow, but I'll take your... John, you look so baffled. Do you even watch movies?
I watch movies.
You watch football and...
Movies. Oh, okay. I love going to the movie theater.
Fair enough. You seem like unfamiliar with a lot of the movies. That's why I'm kinda...
A few.
All right, fair enough. Of course, keep in mind that like when No Way Out was on VHS, I was working at the Blockbuster writing it to people. So
there you go.
You know, this,
there
little
we
advantage
go.
There,
this goes
buddy.
Back a long way
yeah.
for
yes.
me. I thought there was one other one. I just want to check my list real quick to make sure I'm not forgetting. Oh, no. Prestige. Mm-hmm. Prestige is a great Christian Bale movie. Fantastic Christian Bale movie. Identity is another outstanding one. But this might be, it's not quite the all-time classic, but it's definitely...
Soylent Green is people!
Soylent Green with Charlton Heston.
Oh, gosh.
Meg, you don't know Soylent Green?
Yes, I was just thinking, oh, gosh, I haven't thought of that movie in forever.
Yeah,
Charlton Heston.
You and a lot of people as well. No, that's very mm-hmm. understandable. 850 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture. But what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
You take care of your car, right? So why not give your auto loan some TLC? Refinance an existing loan from another institution with PennAir Credit Union and lower your interest rate by up to 2%. Plus, you can skip payments for the first 90 days. In addition to a better rate, you'll enjoy convenient banking and a friendly local team always ready to help. Learn more at PennAir.org/auto-refi. That's PennAir.org/auto-refi. All loans are subject to approval. Offer valid on loan application submitted between April 1st and June 30th, 2025 only. Call toll-free 1-877-4-PENN-AIR for complete details.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, they're the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Your assessment of this alert?
It's a cluster of...
Zebra on the lam, now back with its owner this morning following a dramatic rescue. You remember we showed you this video, the now viral zebra known as Ed, hoofing it around rural Tennessee. Well, now look at him. After locating him in a pasture, crews managed to airlift Ed by helicopter before returning him to his home. He'd escaped from his owner on June 1st, the day after he arrived from a breeding facility in Texas. What a ride home he got.
Well, was it a zebra or was it a lamb? He said on the lam. Okay, sorry, it's a terrible joke. A zebra is just a deer with bad tattooing, right? Isn't that? I mean, that's all that is. So, but no, this was all the internet all over the weekend. Oh my God, Ed the zebra. Will he come back safely? Where is he? Why is he prancing around? Why can't we catch him? Just, we get fascinated by so much weird stuff. 437-1620. Oh, somebody says you can buy Soylent Green, not the movie, the product on Amazon right now. Not a multivitamin, but like a drink powder, you know, like a food substitute, like a protein workout powder or something like that. Yeah, I always thought it was both amazing and horrifying that they would actually sell something like that. But, you know, there it is. Oh, my goodness. 437-1620. Oh, Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, wants to rename not just the Melk, but also several other naval ships, some that have been named and some that have not actually been named yet, or like still, you know, have not been commissioned yet, I guess. So you remember the whole, like we did the frivolous talk or the transgressors about this, but you remember that the, you know, replenishment oilers, which was the source of great comedy for me, my Friday ceremony. But anyway, it's a whole class of ships that are all named for, you know, social activists, which is, kind of an interesting way to think about an American theme of people who do things to change society. That's, on principle, that's kind of a nice idea to name ships, especially since a lot of them had military service. Not all of them, but many of them did. But Lucy Stone, who asked, attacked at least once by a mob of men and heckled often during her speeches. She organized First National Women's Rights Convention, 1850. Equality before the law without distinction of sex or color. Kind of an important person historically. Dolores Huerta, I do not know this person. She's the only one that's still alive. She was a farm workers, you know, working for labor improvement. And then Cesar Chavez, another one who's famous, of course, for working for labor improvements. What's interesting about Cesar Chavez and Medgar Evers is also one of these where those are not replenishment oilers. Those are dry cargo ships, Lewis and Clark class, AKE 13 and AKE 14, I think, were the ones here. And the Medgar Evers one is his whole life was a civil rights advocate, right? He was the NAACP's first field officer in Mississippi. His house got firebombed. He was assassinated in his carport by a white supremacist. He's buried in Arlington. Why wouldn't you name a ship after him? Like, I don't understand. Harriet Tubman? I mean, she was given a nurse pension after the war, and she was buried with military honors. 31 years after her death, the SS Harriet Tubman was christened in 1944, the first naval ship to bear her name. This one is a subsequent one. It just, like, some of these make, why would you change? Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I can come and go. But Thurgood Marshall? Thurgood Marshall? Thurgood Marshall? Like, this is... I'll just say it. Looks racist. It does. They're almost all, not quite all, but they're almost all black and brown people. And I'm not saying it is. I'm saying it looks like it. And if it looks like it, why are you doing it? You know, why pick out these ones? I mean, my God, some of these people are genuine American heroes. Not all of them. Okay, to different degrees, but some of them clearly are. And I just don't understand. I mean, Thurgood Marshall was the first black Supreme Court justice. He argued the Brown case, Brown versus Board of Education. All right, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right, we're rolling accident-free again, which is good news on that. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide what to buy, where to go, what to look at, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality, almost new vehicles. I say almost new because they're not brand new. They've had an owner, maybe two. You know, they got maybe 10,000, 30,000, maybe 40,000 miles on them. 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years young, low miles, great condition. In fact, that's all they really sell is cars that you can count on, cars that are A-quality cars that are going to last. I mean, you're going to get a warranty to 10 years or 100,000 miles, so you know they're going to take good care of you. They've got a great selection. Ask them what people like. Treat them as a, you know, kind of an advice giver, a guidance counselor for buying a car instead of just kind of the adversary, the way we usually think about buying a used car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620. The ban on the Afghans, ban on folks from Afghanistan coming here. Now, the ban is in effect, right? The new, what is it, 17 countries, 11 plus 6 or 8, I forget now, maybe 19 anyway. Soft ban, hard ban. But the Afghanistan one worries me because we still have people who helped us in Afghanistan that have still not been able to get to the U.S. Many of them had fled to Pakistan, but Pakistan is now getting rid of people as well. They're, you know, either deporting or repatriating. And meanwhile, the Taliban says, oh, send them to us. Everything will be fine. You know, come to your homeland. Discover the joys of living under the Taliban. You don't know how good it is. Taliban Prime Minister Mohammad Hassan Akhund says, quote, come back to your ancestral land and live in an atmosphere of peace. Show me the brochure, sir. I mean, like, come visit scenic Afghanistan and learn get the delights of your heart by living under the Taliban. I mean, if there's anybody that we owe to help, it is the people that helped us in Afghanistan, helped our troops, translated for us, did with. And I get the concern about people coming from Afghanistan being a risk, but we've got to have a way to tell the difference. We've got to be able to tell the difference. And every single person that was a collaborator of ours there needs help, protection, and ideal. I have no problem bringing those people here. They saved lives. They facilitated our troops being able to do the mission. I have no problem trading, you know, permanent residence or citizenship for people who do that. They deserve it. Our troops are alive because of the stuff that they did. What else do we have going on? The White House is getting sued for not having sign language interpreters for its press briefings. Ho-hum, it's just another Monday. President Trump is investigating, what is this, Beyonce, Bruce Springsteen for donating their performances as in-kind campaign contributions to the Biden, I guess, and then to the Harris campaign. You know, at a certain point, when you're always investigating your political opponents, it looks like you're always investigating your political opponents. His opponents did it to him, I get it. But that doesn't make it right just because we're doing it too. That's not the way to do these things. Hey, Pep Talk is up next. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.